Good morning. I'm delighted to be here this morning with the mayor of Fort Cullen, Christine Francoeur, to make an announcement about the Lynn Theatre. At one time, there were a number of movie theatres in the MRC Pontiac. There were actually two theatres in Fort Cullen. Sadly, fairly recently, one of the last theatres in Bryson was destroyed by fire. This theatre here is the legacy of the Doyle family. In the 1940s, Joe and Jean Doyle began to show movies in the parish hall across the street. In the 1950s, they built the Lynn Cinema, naming it after one of their daughters. When I first arrived in Fort Cullen in 2012, I had the pleasure of attending a show here, and it was a great experience. A theater is an amenity that not only can improve the quality of life for the residents here, but also serves as an attraction to visitors and new residents and businesses. In a day of Netflix, I believe it is still a great experience sitting in a theater with family and friends, eating popcorn and candy. The theater reopening will also create jobs. Today, it gives me great pleasure to announce that I will reopen the Lynn Cinema to be in operation this season. It will operate for 6 months each year from May to the end of October. It will be closed for the winter months of November to the end of April. I hope that this will be a community theater. I am open to everyone's ideas. We have well-informed, talented people who know much more about French film than I do, and I will be learning or leaning on them for direction. At this point, I plan to have French film, English film. I would also like to see live theater. We have the Pontiac Players who perform in English in various venues, and so here, the focus will be French production. And I can add that I've already been approached by someone who has had a lot of experience. She lives in Mansfield, and she has led a theater troupe. There will be some renovations needed, as well as the addition of a digital projector and digital sound system. Thank you. I look forward to inviting everyone to the grand opening as soon as it is possible. And personally, I can hardly wait to see the lights back on this marquee. Christine?
Yes. We're very, very pleased to have this opening again. I'll give you a piece of advice, Jane. Doyle's had the best popcorn in town. You should get their recipe. People will come from far to eat that popcorn.
I hope they'll share it.
And people are going to be excited about this news. So thank you very much, Jane, for doing this, because this is really going to help with our town. Thank you.
And hopefully the whole Pontiac. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you have an idea when you'll be opening?
Yes, I have a date in mind, but I think it's best not to. I like to keep promises, and so
this year?
Yes, I'm aiming for the month of May, actually, sometime in the month of May.
And so, how long has this project been in the works? How long have you been working on this?
For about a year and a half. Yes, I've been working with the present. Well, I'm now the present owner, Barry Doyle. Had the responsibility of this theater. Since it has, you know, while it was last open and when it closed. And so we have, I'm sure he'll still be very involved. He's very interested in, you know, the new direction that the theater will take.
Do you have any idea how long it's been closed here?
2013, I think.
Yeah.
I think 2013. I think it was actually around the same time that the Red Bridge closed. And so the Red Bridge has opened, and so, you know, this, I think what I'd like to say is that since coming to the Pontiac, I am committed to revitalization of the Pontiac as a business person and also as the warden. And we have a lot of infrastructure that's closed, and the easiest thing is to reopen it.
So this makes what? How many businesses do you have in town now? We got the conference center, the restaurant, the depot.
I consider Spruce Home Inn one business. I have a clothing store, and the theater will be the third.
Third.
Yes, but fortunately, I believe I have the energy, and if all goes well, I'll be turning this over to some very capable people. I'll just be here eating popcorn and watching movies.
And do you have an estimate on roughly how much it's going to take to renovate this place? It hasn't been opened in almost 10 years now.
I was very fortunate to be able to, in fact, I'm headed there right now. I have a good friend, and he happens to own the Renfrew Theater. His name's Murray Adolph, and he has owned many theaters, and he has always been successful with his theaters. And he warned me. He said, this is not an easy time to be opening a movie theater, Jane. This is a big risk, but it's a risk I'm prepared to take, and because I'd rather see it open than closed. And I believe... getting back to Murray Adolph, what I wanted to say is that Murray Adolph was the person who was able to secure secondhand digital equipment for me. Digital equipment is extremely expensive, and today you cannot find 35 millimeter films to show. So the projector that's currently here can not be used anymore. And this was the daunting thing for me in the last year and a half, was wondering if I could afford the digital equipment. But fortunately, Murray Adolph, with all of his connections, found used digital equipment out in Prince George. And that is where it will be coming. It will arrive here on April 18th.
Do you know how many jobs you estimate this is going to create once it's up and running?
I will need someone to be up in the projection room, probably two people working shifts. I will need people in the candy bar, as they call it, or the snack bar. And I'm also thinking of employing some students in another fashion, which will be announced at the grand opening. I would like to begin some kind of young people's theater, which would take place on Saturday mornings. So that will be a theater instructor. Or it might be someone who just comes in and is not an employee of mine, but just makes use of it. But once again, I really hope that this can enjoy wide community use. I didn't mention the seating capacity. I will be using 100 seats. And I'm hoping to improve, there's a stage that could be used for live theater.
Okay. And so you mentioned this, but so would you expect new releases to be shown here, or is it kind of more community oriented? Like, will I be able to see Batman here, for example? Like, what's the plan that?
The plan is to have new releases.
Okay.
As well as some repertoire theater.
Okay.
As some, you know, I've been asked by a couple of people who know that I'm opening the theater to have the, what are they called? Mad Tuesdays, the Cheap Tuesdays. you know, where it's $5, a very
yes,
inexpensive ticket
Tuesdays.
Price. Yeah, yeah. And I also think, I mean, we now have the cafe downtown. You know, the SADC has moved in. Bohm Street is improving. And I think that this theater, the presence of this theater, is going to benefit and attract even more businesses on this street.
You had mentioned the digital equipment there, but is there yes. anything else there you're prioritizing as far as renovations, like
yes.
new seats, or what exactly do you need to
do? The outside appearance. The outside appearance, and I need to have the hydro reconnected, and I want to make sure that every single light bulb in the marquee is working.
Was there any... The thought behind opening for 6 months there, is there a reason you chose the summer months? Or
yes. The building is... has a furnace in it, an oil furnace. I'd rather save on heating, and I would probably have to add more insulation. So really, we know in the Pontiac that our greatest population is during the months of May to October. Our seasonal residents, and we've got, you know, a population explosion going on right now as well. So I just feel that people are more in the mood, more likely to want to go to a film in those months. In the winter, there's many other distractions, and it might be just cozier to watch Netflix at home.
So you've bought the building?
Yes, I have. I have bought it.
And for the first
I have. It is a personal investment with absolutely no grants.